This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Cab on Air, a program where we talk about the hot topics that we see at Cab. Citizens Advice Bureau, your rights and how you can get help to support you and your whānau.
Mental health problems don't define who you are. They are something you experience. You walk in the rain, you feel the rain, but you're not the rain. And remind yourself this. That there is hope even when your brain tells you there isn't. In our last few episodes, we have talked about mental health effects and where we can find help if needed. At CAB, we have seen rise in mental health issues. Talking openly about the mental health can reduce the misconceptions and stigma and encourage those who are suffering to seek help and find a support network. Because only identifying the issues will lead to elimination. If we don't identify, we can't eliminate. So let's work towards elimination. So in today's show, we are going to talk in depth about how we can identify if one is going through mental health issues. Our guest today is a life coach and has experience with helping people deal with different experiences. In our previous series, we have talked with health and disability services and many more. Now, let's talk to Faria about her journey, how she assists others, and made a huge difference in many of our lives. Faria, thank you so much for being here with us today at in the show. Let's start with your background, please, and tell us more. At what point in life did you think you wanted to help others as a life coach? We would love to know more about you.
Thank you so much to you, Noah, for having me and for Cab to actually hold the space for me and other women to come to the show. Becoming a life coach wasn't something I planned for myself when I was a child. It was built into my character, my nature, to sort of go out and help people. Whether it was helping your schoolmates during the big gas leak event in Bhopal when I was, I think, 10, whether it was helping people during communal rights, whether it was helping people during the mosque attacks and after effects. It was not, that you plan that this is what you're going to do. It eventually sort of happens. I think life leads you to a path and you got to honor it.
Awesome. That's a good point there. What is a life coach capable of in mental health, as we know, is a very sensitive topic yet critical issue these days. Please share with us some unique experiences that you've seen and you've gone through.
Oh, absolutely. Mental health is something that is still considered as a private subject. It is very, there's a taboo attached to it. And I'm really grateful that in New Zealand, we are going to celebrate the Mental Health Awareness Week next week from 18th to 24th of September. It is really important to understand that, like every other thing in our body, brain and its health is part of it, and how we relate to ourselves and how and what kind of chemicals our brain's producing at a particular point of time can produce results that are different for different people. And this should not be considered as something which you have to sort of struggle alone. Of course, there's, being a life coach myself, I don't want to claim as a, you know, health practitioner, more of a wellness practitioner, but there's counselors, there's GPs, there's professionals who can help you. And I think I come in this situation where I'm creating more awareness about the mental wellness of individuals and trying to create a scenario that before and catching them before they actually get into depression phase, they get into the loneliness and seclusion place and trying to create a better life for them.
Thank you so much, Faria. Could you please, if I may request you to elaborate just a little bit more on what kind of support and help you provide as a life coach?
Right. Well, there's a lot of ways I create the support system around my coaches. So I have had a lot of women, especially coming to me, talking and sharing their personal journeys and how they have, you know, sort of made to feel victims of who they are in life. And my job is to actually create, using the life coaching tools, exercises, the knowledge, the wisdom, the experience that I have earned over these years, using all that to create a safe space for them to be able to share what they're feeling and actually let them take charge of their growth. It's not that I decide on what they're going to do next in life. Life coaching can sound like that. It's the coachee, they have the leadership to own their success and at what rate they want to grow. And my role is to be the listener, be the cheerleader, be the motivation that they need, be the celebrant that they need in that particular time, and be there as a support person for them to succeed. The transformations I have seen are really so humbling. And it's, I relate to life coaching is sometimes when we, you know, the time, ancient times when humans started to wear the shoes and everyone was really scared of wearing the shoes. They were like, oh, this is going to change the shape of my fate. This is going to just, you know, do something to it. And I'm going to be feel so constructed. And eventually we started wearing and this different types of, you know, footwear that came in. So coaching can be that kind of thing. Still new to New Zealand. It's growing really fast. And other countries, they have just, you know, flourished in this domain and we are growing too, which is quite nice. So comparing that to wearing the shoe, that wearing a shoe not only allows you to, the stones do not prick you, it protects your feet, it allows you to walk and even run. And that's what I think life coaching does to your overall personality.
Wow. That's actually put in a really great way. Thank you. The next question that I've got for you is just if you could please share with us from the point you identify someone going through mental issues, mental health issues, sorry, how is a plan developed to improve the issue? So from the point of the start and throughout the journey, what are the steps?
Sure. That's actually a good question. Slightly out of my domain because I can't prescribe any drugs and any medicine and those kind of things. Mental health is something that has to be discussed with a GP, a doctor, a practitioner, a person who's able to, you know, guide you, consider, you know, having counseling sessions and move into therapy. CBT, the cognitive behavior therapies, is just hand on heart. Is amazing. Where I come in is alongside those practitioners to be able to create this space. Like patients, they often don't turn up to their appointments. There's procrastination. There's no self-worth. There's the medicines or the prescribed things, they won't take them properly. They won't attend their therapy sessions. Those kind of things. And I think Harvard Business School, they have done a research, if I'm not wrong, and I would quote it. Yes, Harvard Medical School, they have done it. And they found that working alongside, if you've got mental health issues and then you're having life coaches alongside your medicine line, that can lift you up really well. Having said that, coaching is not only for people having mental health issues or who are struggling. Coaching can be absolutely perfectly used by any and every single person. It can be used by younger people. I have had many younger coachings because coaches who are very open to these ideas, the younger people, they understand, they know what it is about. They're not skeptic about it. They're not, oh my God, oh, why would I do that? That kind of thing. So that is really good. Women, men, people of any age should try it if they haven't. And why I'm becoming an advocate for it, because I've seen it in my life. I have been very courageous in my own life. But there have been fears and areas where you don't dwell into and you don't understand how all that manipulates your action. And that clarity, which I have gained through my own coaching and the work I've done on myself, has shaped me into a new person that I am today.
Wow. In saying that, we would love to know more tips on that we can use in our day-to-day life that can help our headspace.
Oh, absolutely. I am big about goals and stuff, and I'm big about, having structure, having routines and stuff. But I'm also big about little things. You don't have to start, having a five-year plan. You don't have to have these things, which I normally have around me. But then you can start pretty small. It's like, starts with making your bed. Make your bed every single day. Like the first thing in the morning, go make your bed. And then see what it does to you. You get a command over your own life. You're not a victim of how the day treats you. And that's what you need to know. So these strategies where you're taking those small actions, if it's going to take 1 minute, I'm going to do it now. We have a rule in the house. If it's going to take 1 minute, I'm going to do it now. Whether it's putting the cup away, whether it's putting the plate away, whether it's going to do that. So everything comes from that idea, that attitude, that actually I'm going to contribute towards the betterness of myself, towards around people around me, towards their betterment, and eventually the whole society.
Wow, it's... the way you said it, it's so powerful. I can feel so empowered already. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thanks.
And I'm sure that a lot of us would be feeling empowered by now from you, Faria. You've actually given us pretty good tips there that I think I lack myself a few of those. I have to start doing some of those.
Me too. We all
how can we contact you? I'm sure a lot of us want to know now. How can we contact you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I have a website. It's called lifecoachingwithfaria.com. Actually, I've just changed it to farianaseem.com. So either way, and they could come to through that and come to me through that, or they could come to my Facebook or LinkedIn.
Great. Thank you so much for your time today, Faria. And I'm also going to mention and post about more about where our listeners can contact you, and also where else can they go and find help if they're struggling through the mental health issues at the moment. But thank you so much for your time today.
No, pleasure, and hope you continue to create the space for all your listeners, because it's really important. I liked how you talked about the headspace, and I think we all need to work towards that, because the data is not looking very nice, and it is important that we look after our well-being. Would love to hear more from you, Noah. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Thank you, Faria.
Your mental health is just as important as your physical health. Just because no one else can heal or do your inner work for you doesn't mean you can, should, or need to do it alone. As Faria suggested, it's about little things like starting a routine, making your bed in the morning. Just start small. You don't have to go for biggest goals. Baby steps go a long way. You don't have to do it alone. Please share and seek help. If you think or believe that someone you know or have come across, including yourself, that needs help through this process, please get in touch. We've got a variety of groups that can help. To find help, you can type mental health into our community directory or go to www.wellbeingsupport.health.nz. If you would like to connect with Faria, you may send her an email on faria@lifecoachingwithfaria.com. You may also call her on 022-161-7485. You can also check out their Facebook page named Life Coaching with Faria. But remember this, the most important thing above all is to ask yourself and anyone around you, are you okay? Just check on them. Just check on yourself. Just these regular checks will help yourself and others around you. Be kind to yourself and others. Thank you so much for listening today. This is Noah Mwale signing out. Until next time.